With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Trump administration getting tough with child care companies that may be thinking of committing fraud against Uncle Sam. The administration is freezing child care funds to all states until they provide more verification about the programs. It is, of course, a move fueled by a series of fraud schemes in Minnesota, where daycare centers there run by Somali residents. All 50 states impacted by the new reviews. New year starting out with frigid conditions. Here's Bill Alexander.
Americans in many parts of the country will begin 2026 amid frosty temperatures, heavy snow, or intense rainfall, depending on where they live. Weather forecasts for New Year's Eve and New Year's Day show another bout of lake-effect snowfall hitting the Great Lakes and parts of the Northeast after a powerful winter storm system brought snow and high winds to both regions as well as parts of the Midwest in the days since Christmas.
United States imposing sanctions on 10 people and businesses from Iran and Venezuela linked to Iranian drone and ballistic missile production. President Trump says these activities pose a threat to the United States and allies. BBC correspondent Dean Dilley has the latest on these sanctions.
The crux of what the United States is claiming is that the two countries are in cahoots with each other, and there is a trade not just in drones and drone technology, but conventional weaponry and parts needed for drones and conventional missiles. In Venezuela, what that apparently looks like from the non-specific release that the US government has put out is that drones that are either developed or developed and built in Iran are being used in Venezuela, and the United States says it's concerned about the threat that poses in the Red Sea and the Middle East as a result.
And this is SRN News. The Puerto Rico approves a new pro-life law.
Jennifer Gonzalez-Colon, the Republican governor of the U.S. territory, has signed a measure that amends the civil code to read that, quote, every human being is a natural person, including the conceived child at any stage of gestation within the mother's womb. National Right to Life is cheering the new law, saying Puerto Rico's clear and courageous recognition of preborn babies as persons provides a powerful example for lawmakers throughout the U.S. Michael Harrington reporting.
Christianity got its start in the Middle East, but a new report shows the number of believers in the region continues to fall. Pew Research Center finds just 3% of the population of the Middle East and North Africa is Christian. A century ago, the Christian population was 13%. Why? Well, persecution is said to be the primary driver of that decline. This is SRN News. We'll make it 3 weeks in a row for the American job market. Here's Rich Thomason.
First-time applications for unemployment benefits fell last week for the third straight week, dropping 16,000 from the week before to 199,000. It's fewer than analysts surveyed by FactSet had been expecting. They had predicted 208,000 new applications.
Wall Street fell on the final day of trading for 2025, a banner year for markets driven by optimism and some uncertainty as well. S&P 500 pulled back 0.7% Wednesday. Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 0.6%, while the NASDAQ gave back 0.8%. Trading very light, of course, ahead of the New Year's Day holiday Thursday. Markets will be closed. S&P 500 rose more than 16% on the year. More details, srnnews.com.